from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You know, starts aren't always ideal, but that's like life, man. Russ woke up today, man, his calf was tight. My decision to sit him down today created a little short-term discomfort for him. Not allowing a small problem to become a bigger problem. He could be characterized as day-to-day. On the flip side of that, it was an awesome opportunity for Justin and a challenge for our offensive unit to deal with a little adversity at the outset. You know, we all like to start with great fluidity and clean, but, man, football isn't always like that. And so, really, I looked at it as a good thing for a collective, a challenge for the offensive unit, a challenge and an opportunity to get to know Russ a little bit, man, create a little short-term misery for him, opportunities for others. And so that's the story there.
Fair Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection. Kallus, did you listen to that? Or do I have to replay that for you to actually intently listen to it?
Because I have to play it again because I kind of tuned out after he was like, oh, it's my decision.
Okay.
This is a great opportunity.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna play that for you again. And this is my whole theory, and this is why things don't really jive. And, you know, but I'm okay with it. Like, at the end of the day, like, I like that this is the situation. I'm not, like, you know, downplaying it. I'm not calling Tomlin out or anything. I just think it's very ironic and interesting that the, you know, this Russell Wilson, Justin Fields situation yesterday was what they said it was, but I feel like it's a different thing. All right, I'm going to play that for you one more time, and then I want you to sit back, kind of let that brew a little bit, and then I'm going to play you a clip from Tomlin of yesterday, okay? Clip of Tomlin from yesterday. All right, here's the 2 days ago. So yesterday was this clip before practice.
You know, starts aren't always ideal, but that's like life, man. Russ woke up today, man, his calf was tight. My decision to sit him down today created a little short-term discomfort for him. Not allowing a small problem to become a bigger problem. He could be characterized as day-to-day. On the flip side of that, it was an awesome opportunity for Justin and a challenge for our offensive unit to deal with a little adversity at the outset. You know, we all like to start with great fluidity and clean, but, man, football isn't always like that. And so, really, I looked at it as a good thing for a collective, a challenge for the offensive unit, a challenge and an opportunity to get to know Russ a little bit, man, create a little short-term misery for him, opportunities for others. And so that's the story there.
Okay. Let that brew. You heard that. You heard the comments of Mike Tomlin. This comment and audio that we're about to play was from the first day whenever they reported, so 2 days ago, about Russell Wilson.
He likes to work. I just think that that is a really good place to begin. He's highly conditioned. He brings a unique approach to the weight room, maybe for a guy that plays his position. There's a lot of interesting things about him in terms of his appetite for work that's really attractive.
Mike, does Russ still have pole position to be the starter?
Nothing has changed.
How do you plan on working those reps with him and Justin?
Very carefully. You guys think I'm actually back myself into a corner, so you guys are going to ask me daily about the rep allocations? In no way. I've been on the job too long for that.
No, Kallus, I'm not a guy that just creates drama or creates content. I just say what I feel from my experiences and what I know. And I'm usually brutally honest. And I don't kind of fabricate things. So do you see where I may be thinking why this is very odd from the two clips that you heard one day apart?
Well, he's hurt, or they claim that he's hurt, but the day before, Tomlin was praising how athletically fit he is.
Yes.
And how ready he was to tackle physical work and workouts.
Yes. I find that very, very interesting that a guy that Mike Tomlin and a quarterback that Mike Tomlin goes out there on the first day of reporting to training camp, highly praises of how he approaches the weight room, how in shape he is. Then the next day that guy wakes up and his calf is sore and you hold him out of practice? Very interesting to me. I think that this was premeditated. I think that maybe Russell Wilson, you know, maybe his calf was sore, but Russell Wilson's a guy like, it's the first day of training camp on a new team that I am trying to have a makeover, a perception makeover for, because there's a perception of me in the NFL that I don't like. And this is my opportunity to kind of save my face, to recreate myself. And Russell Wilson, the guy is an ultra competitor. As Mike Tomlin said, he is, in the weight room, very impressive, in shape, takes care of his body. You've seen the clips of Russell Wilson. You're trying to tell me that Russell Wilson didn't want to go out there and start the first day of training camp and they were worried about his calf, so they held him out? No. This was, in my opinion, this was orchestrated to hold Russell Wilson out because they know that he can. They know that he knows how to practice, and he's a veteran. They know he knows how to take control of an offense. They know he knows how to take control of a football team and to be a leader. But they don't know that about Justin Fields. They don't know that about him. And this was that moment to, hey, Russ, okay, like, let's go get some treatment. This is your first vet day off. He probably got a knock on his door. Russ, you know what? We're just going to give you the day off. We're going to wait until, the next day or 2 days later to kind of incorporate you in. But we don't want to waste any reps for you. We're going to give Justin the opportunity and kind of blindside him and see how he reacts. This was 100%, in my opinion, orchestrated because they wanted to see how Justin Fields would react to being blindsided of, you know, getting that knock on the door saying, you have the ball today. Let's see what you do. And Russ is like, All right, yeah, I'll chill. There's no way that Mike Tomlin comes out that first day and praises Russell Wilson about his body and how he takes care of it in the weight room, and then he doesn't practice the first day of such an important season. This was all about Justin Fields and his reaction and how he would handle this practice. Do you somewhat agree with that?
Yeah, I do, and I think part of it might have been, too, and I talked about this on the early morning show, that now Tomlin wants everybody to look at Justin Fields and you have that bit of a distraction on day one. Now people are talking about the Steelers. So, Justin Fields. I understand how they wanted to test him from an internal front, but also externally. You're just looking at Justin Fields now and everybody's like, ooh.
Yeah, how are you going to allocate those reps? Very carefully. Very carefully. Oh, really? Oh, yeah. We see that. Yeah, you're not going to allocate the reps whenever Russell Wilson is in there and he has a helmet on and he's practicing. You're not going to give Justin Fields first team reps then, but you can orchestrate a way where it's like, hey, Russ, you can take a vet day off. And even though it's the first day, it's a vet day off. We're going to preserve your body. We don't need to see anything from you on the first day. It's going to be very bland. We are going to put in our broad offense. It's going to be 7-on-7 drills. It's going to be 11-on-11, things that we know that you can do. We don't need to see that out of you, but we need to see it out of Justin. So take this day off and rest up and get ready for the season and get ready for maybe even today. Like, if he goes today, he could have went yesterday. So we're going to find out. If Russell Wilson goes today, one day of a calf issue, you listen. But the thing is, Kalas, is I love that. I'm not calling Tomlin out for real. I am in a sense because, like, I think it's funny because it's like, oh, yeah, Russell Wilson has an injury and, you know, that's why he couldn't go today. Like, maybe not, but this was all about Justin Fields and getting thrown into the fire and seeing how he reacted. And I absolutely freaking love it. I love it. I love testing Justin Fields like that because you need answers. You need answers about a guy that could potentially be your future. And even though you're not going to get all the answers, in a first training camp practice with no pads on, you could start that engine. You could start that, you know, you could start that machine going of figuring out what you have in just.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.